In our previous blog post, the Apex Guru AI engine explained, we showed how Apex Guru identifies performance anti-patterns and goes further by prioritizing the ones that matter most and delivering prescriptive, contextual fix recommendations. That post highlighted how Apex Guru combines runtime telemetry with specialized models to help developers not only see problems, but also act on them with confidence. This blog post builds on that foundation. Here, we take you behind the scenes of Apex Guru's newest capability, a multi-agent workflow that doesn't just recommend fixes, but generates, validates, and refines Apex code changes automatically. It's the next step, moving from recommendations into true remediation at scale. Multi-agent workflows with Apex Guru. Apex Guru already detects 20 anti-pattern variants across customer implementations and offers recommendations where practical. This new methodology targets semantic refactoring for performance optimization and pushes that practical boundary using agentic workflows to address complex patterns that previously we could only detect. Some of these are SQL/DML in loops, bulkification, redundant SQL on a single S object, SQL merge, and aggregation in Apex should be pushed down into SQL. These anti-patterns show up frequently in real-world orgs, and remediating them manually often slows down development teams. Apex Guru's goal is to turn that recurring overhead into an automated safety net, allowing developers to focus on delivering features instead of refixing the same issues. So, why use agents? These fixes require deep, non-local reasoning. In practice, that means understanding code across methods and data flows, often spanning hundreds of lines. This complexity is challenging for traditional heuristics or supervised approaches. To deliver faster, the Apex Guru product team explored agentic workflows on commercial models, GPT-4.1, Gemini, rather than training bespoke models from scratch. The agentic pipeline, DML in a loop. Let's go through the full agentic code fixing workflow for the anti-pattern DML in loop. Apex developers sometimes place DML operations inside loops, such as insert, update, or delete for each record. While functional, this pattern quickly leads to excessive CPU usage and governor limit violations. Best practice is to bulkify the logic by collecting records and executing DML outside of the loop. Our multi-agent pipeline handles this by detecting loop-contained DMLs, filtering for fixable cases, generating bulkified fixes, and validating correctness with semantic checks. Data and evaluation approach. For reliable benchmarking and prompt refinement, our team evaluated models on a large, diverse set of human annotated samples, aiming for greater than or equal to 100 annotated samples per anti-pattern. This underpins model selection, prompt iteration, and quality evaluation, and such a level of rigor in evaluation is critical for building developer trust. Automated fixes only work if they've been tested across diverse, realistic cases that mirror the challenges that teams encounter in production. The multi-agent pipeline. Apex Guru's multi-agent pipeline for detecting and fixing Apex anti-patterns. The first step in our analysis is to scan the codebase for potential anti-pattern candidates. This heuristic pre-filtering isolates likely anti-patterns for the next stage, which reduces model load and false positives. The final pipeline adopts a multi-agent setup. Detector agent labels candidate methods for the target anti-pattern, for example, DML in a loop, and notes whether it can be fixed without breaking functional equivalence. Fixer agent admits only yes-labeled candidates to be fixed. Self-refinement fixer agent generates and iteratively improves a code patch. Evaluator agent assesses correctness and quality in the development stage, helping to validate the detector and fixer agent performance. This distributed design improves both detection precision and code fix accuracy versus single agent prompting, and is used as the final configuration. Code example. Original excerpt. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Fix attempt, excerpt. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Key takeaway, the fixer agent correctly moved the DML operation outside of the loop, bulkifying the update and ensuring that the code scales without hitting governor limits. The evaluator agent is used in the development stage to validate correctness by checking functional equivalence. As shown in the chart below, This multi-agent setup consistently outperforms single-agent prompting across models as judged by the O3 Evaluator agent. On the left, detection precision rises when dedicated detector and filter agents are used, eliminating noise before fixes are attempted. On the right, fixing accuracy improves sharply for models like GPT-4.1 and Gemini 2.5 Pro, where iterative self-refinement allows the fixer agent to converge on higher quality patches. These gains validate the choice of multi-agent pipelines as Apex Guru's final configuration. Comparing single-agent versus multi-agent precision and fixing accuracy across models. Iterative prompt refinement. Across multiple anti-patterns, including DML in a loop, we observed the same trend: iterative refinement cycles steadily improved robustness. An initial fixer evaluation scored around 41%. After refining fixer prompts, clarifying exception handling and loop handling, the score increased to 63%. Tightening evaluator prompts, for example, catching outer loop DML cases, adjusted the evaluation to 59%, reflecting a stricter but more reliable judge. Iterative prompt refinement with fixer and evaluator agents adjusting accuracy over cycles. This demonstrates that fixer/evaluator coevolution, where fixes are iteratively improved and judged against stricter criteria, is key to raising system accuracy beyond baseline prompting. Iterative refinement ensures that the system not only improves over time but also remains predictable and dependable. This stability is what makes developers comfortable adopting automated fixes in their workflows. Fixer agent self-refinement. Another way to further improve accuracy of the code fixes is to prompt the fixer agent to perform self-refinement, i.e., ask it to double-check its generated code for any errors and rewrite it based on that information. The plot below shows that adding self-refinement to the prompt leads to better code fixing accuracy across several models. Fixer agent self-refinement improves code fix accuracy across GPT and Gemini models. Natural language descriptions. In addition to rewriting code snippets to remove the anti-pattern, the fixer agent also generates a natural language description of the code changes. This aims to make code changes easier to track and streamline the review process for fixer agent-generated code, ensuring that users can validate the output before integration. We evaluated the accuracy of these descriptions using an evaluator agent and performed agent-simulated A/B testing to gauge their utility. Specifically, we checked if providing this natural language description as a prompt input to GPT-4o improved the quality of the code fixes it produces compared to a template prompt, which would indicate that it contains a helpful description of the code changes to perform. Template versus NL descriptions and fix accuracy across GPT models. The table above shows that code fixing accuracy improves significantly when given these descriptions. If the accuracy of the description improves, so does the code fix accuracy. This demonstrates that these descriptions offer valuable guidance for performing code fixes. We anticipate that this additional information not only helps users identify potential errors, but also empowers them to write their own code fixes if necessary. Results across various LLMs agents. The table below shows the accuracy results for different LLMs playing the part of the various agents, according to O3 Evaluator agent judgments, averaged across multiple runs. Code fix and NL description accuracy for GPT and Gemini models under single versus multi-agent setups. We find that GPT-4.1 provides the best overall accuracy for code fixes and NL descriptions. Our team further validated the final end-to-end pipeline with GPT-4.1 on a held-out, 800-sample test set, achieving 77.6% code fix accuracy for the DML in a loop anti-pattern, averaged over multiple runs. DML in a loop is one of the most common reasons that orgs hit governor limits in production. Automating bulkification here helps prevent escalations and frees teams from repeatedly rewriting the same pattern. Additional anti-pattern examples. Here are the results and examples of similar workflows for three additional anti-patterns. Example 1, SQL in a loop best method results summary. All loop nodes, for slash while, present in a class with any child node corresponding to a static SQL query is flagged as the SQL in a loop anti-pattern. All detected anti-pattern instances are then passed on to the fixing stage to generate recommendations for bulkification of database interactions in Apex. Sokolin loop fix accuracy across GPT and Gemini models. Key takeaway: in the table above, across all models, the multi-agent and self-refined configuration consistently outperforms baseline prompting, with Gemini 2.5 Pro achieving the highest score, 83.52% code fix success. Importantly, all models deliver greater than 96% success on natural language, NL, fixes, confirming robustness in less code-intensive scenarios. For developers, this directly reduces the risk of governor limit errors derailing late-stage testing or deployments. Higher accuracy in automated fixes means fewer manual rewrites and faster code reviews. Code examples: multiple Sokolin loop sites. Original excerpt. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Each query is embedded directly in a loop, which multiplies round trips to the database. Under high record volumes, this pattern quickly leads to governor limit violations, Sokol 101, and adds unnecessary CPU overhead. Fix attempt, excerpt. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. The first two Sokolin loop sites are eliminated by collecting all IDs upfront and issuing set-based queries. This is the correct bulkification strategy. The third Sokolin loop remains unhandled. The fixer agent didn't fully generalize the pattern, leaving partial coverage. This is a common failure case. Fixes may solve some loop sites, but miss others in the same method. Key takeaway: even with automation, developers must review generated patches, ensuring that all query sites are covered before accepting fixes. Example 2, redundant Sokol best method results summary. Redundant Sokol queries occur when multiple queries on the same subject are issued within the same APEX method, even though they could be merged. This anti-pattern increases database round trips and consumes unnecessary CPU. Our pipeline addresses this through a multi-agent workflow. Evaluation of redundant Sokol code fix and NL fix accuracy. Redundant Sokol fix accuracy across GPT and Gemini models. Key takeaways: high accuracy is achievable, top models fix 8-9 out of 10 redundant query cases correctly. Gemini 2.5 Pro led in code fix accuracy, 84.9%. GPT 4.1 produced the clearest NL explanations, 90.5% lower variance values show consistent fixes and explanations, which is crucial for developer trust. Code example: multiple queries on the same object with overlapping filters/fields waste DB round trips and CPU. Original excerpt. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Fix attempt, excerpt. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Key takeaway: the fixer agent merged two queries into one unified projection, reducing query count and aligning with Salesforce best practices. Automating redundant query merges is both a performance and productivity win. It streamlines code bases, reduces review overhead, and helps teams avoid repetitive fixes across multiple classes. Example 3, aggregation in APEX best method summary. Aggregation anti-patterns occur when record summarization is performed in APEX loops instead of using aggregate Sokol queries. For example, developers may iterate over large datasets in APEX and compute counts, sums, or maximums manually. This is functional but inefficient. It increases CPU time and consumes heap unnecessarily, compared to letting the database handle aggregation. Our detector agent functions as a domain-specific syntax analyzer that systematically scans APEX code to identify occurrences of loop-based aggregation. It also extracts rich contextual information, including the specific Sokol variables involved, the aggregation operators used, the surrounding loop structures, and whether a group by clause is required. This extracted metadata forms the foundation of a structured context that is passed to the code fixer agent. Key takeaways: the detector for this anti-pattern demonstrates strong performance, achieving a precision of 91.91% and a recall of 88.33%. The code fixer also achieves a high accuracy of 93.71%. This strong result demonstrates the effectiveness of the fixer in automatically resolving Sokol aggregation anti-patterns with minimal need for manual intervention. Code example: Here is an example of Apex performing aggregation in loops instead of leveraging SQL. Original excerpt. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Fix attempt, excerpt. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Key takeaway: instead of scanning all case records in Apex and incrementing a counter, the fixer agent pushes aggregation into SQL, reducing CPU and heap usage dramatically. Even partial automation here provides significant value. Teams spend countless hours hand-optimizing loops, but automatically pushing these computations into SQL saves CPU, keeps orgs within limits, and improves scalability without extra developer effort. Latest Apex Guru features are now generally available. Beyond our agentic code fixing behind the scenes, Apex Guru is also shipping new features that developers can use right now. Test case insights: prevent misleading coverage by flagging filler statements and outdated test method usage, helping teams maintain reliable test suites. On-demand insights: run up to 3 insights per week in your local time zone and align performance reviews with sprint cycles. 5 times expanded anti-pattern coverage, new detections for SQL without platform cache, sorting in Apex, subject map in A for loop, copying list or set elements using A for loop, and aggregating records in Apex give developers fewer runtime surprises and cleaner codebases. In-app feedback: share feedback right inside Apex Guru, ensuring that the product evolves with your real-world needs. Conclusion. With Apex Guru's new agentic pipeline, we are moving beyond detection and recommendation into true automated remediation of Apex anti-patterns. By combining detector, filter, fixer, and evaluator agents, we've shown that complex refactorings, from SQL/DML and loops to redundant queries and inefficient aggregations, can be automated with accuracy levels that rival human fixes. For developers, the takeaway is simple: Apex Guru is no longer just an assistant that tells you what's wrong, it's a system that can propose, validate, and refine fixes you can trust. This capability means less time firefighting governor limits and more time building scalable, performant features. The latest GA features noted above show how this vision is already reaching developers in their day-to-day workflows. These advances turn Apex Guru from a passive assistant into an active partner that proposes, validates, and refines trusted fixes. Adoption has been strong. Nearly 10,200 orgs have opted into Apex Guru, with over 110,000 performance-focused recommendations already implemented. This growth since GA reflects the clear value that developers see in automating performance fixes. Looking ahead, our focus is on expanding coverage across all 20+ anti-pattern variants already in scope, while also shifting left by bringing Apex Guru insights directly into the IDE where developers work. By embedding fixes closer to the point of coding, alongside deeper integration into the broader workflow, our goal is to give every Salesforce team a reliable safety net that keeps Apex code correct, efficient, and future-proof, so developers spend less time firefighting and more time building. About the authors. Prithyusha Jwalapuram is an applied scientist at Salesforce working on Apex Guru. Reach out to her on LinkedIn. Mayuresh Verma is a product manager at Salesforce working on the scalability products portfolio. Reach out to him on LinkedIn. Special thanks to Akilesh Gottmer, Senior Staff Research at Salesforce, LinkedIn, Wenchuo Yang, Lead Research Scientist at Salesforce, LinkedIn, and Ziyang Luo, Research Scientist at Salesforce, LinkedIn, for their contributions to this blog post.